You can set all the goals in the world, but if you don't do this, you're guaranteed to fall short. This is Brian Kane with the Mental Performance Daily Podcast, and we're continuing our breakdown on what I call the four-step goal formula, or in an athletic context, the four-step player development formula. We talked about step number one yesterday, setting your intention, getting clear on what it is that you want, setting goals in the areas of energy, work, and love, or work being your sport, what it is you want to accomplish. Yesterday, we talked about setting those intentions with the telescope and microscope goals. Today, let's talk about scheduling it. And I think the one area that I see the college athletes, the professional athletes, the high school athletes, the executives, and even head coaches that I work with, the place that is the low-hanging fruit, the place where they can make the most progress is with getting more organized and getting more scheduled. Look, what you schedule gets done, and the one factor that's the same for you and everyone else who wants what you want is time. Look, the factor that's the same for Notre Dame and Marshall, for Nebraska and Georgia Southern, for Appalachian State and Texas A&M, the one factor that's the same is time. And we already know that the best team doesn't win. It's the team who plays the best. And the team who plays the best probably is doing a better job with maximizing their time and preparation during the week. Because as we know, preparation feeds confidence, and confidence is critical. So if you have an opportunity to get better with scheduling your intentions, right? You set these goals for yourself. Your calendar has to reflect the amount of time it's going to take for you to accomplish those goals. If you want to run an Ironman, which I'm going to do here in October and then again in December, your schedule has to reflect the amount of time it's going to take to train. Time isn't just going to appear. Time isn't going to be convenient. You're going to schedule it and then follow your plan. I think that's one of the big pieces I've uncovered with athletes who achieve at the highest level, with coaches that are able to turn a program around quickly, like Jim Schlossnagel did at Texas A&M, where they were picked 13th out of 13 in the SEC in 2022 and finished third in the country. Every player had a calendar. They knew where they needed to be, what they needed to be doing in alignment with their intention and their player development goal. So if you're an athlete or you're a performer who feels like you're maybe underperforming and not quite reaching your potential, first, set your intention of what that potential would look like. What are the behaviors you need to bring on a consistent basis to help you to get there? And then go to your calendar and make sure that your calendar has the time reflected that it's going to take to do all those little behaviors that you need to, all the little training and workouts that you need to get you where you want to go. Want more time with your family? Put it on your calendar. Want more time to exercise? Put it on your calendar. And stop making the excuse that you don't have enough time. You have the same amount of time as everyone else on the planet. The problem is you're not good enough with your time management. If you can't get done all the things you want to do, either you need to get better at prioritization or you need to get better at time management and scheduling, and it's probably both. So whatever your intention is, it needs to have the appropriate time block on your calendar. In the show notes below, I'm going to teach you how to use Google Calendar, which can become your best friend to get you organized so you can schedule the behaviors that you need to execute on to get the goals and the intentions that you set.
Thanks for checking out Mental Performance Daily with Brian Kane, an Ironclad original. If you like the show, be sure to leave us a rating, review, and comment. We'll see you tomorrow.
Is your child talented but struggling to put it all together during competition? I've talked to hundreds of parents over the last few months expressing the same concern. That's why I'm excited to announce that we'll be opening enrollment for a new one-on-one mental performance coaching program specifically designed to give athletes the skills they need to consistently perform their best and reach their potential. If you're interested in an exclusive opportunity, please visit briankane.com/coaching to let us know.